Well, I don't think it's a real breakthrough. I mean, I played the same as in the last 2 years, so I just went one step further today. And the second set tiebreak was the big key to the match, 100%, because obviously he felt all the matches from these 2 weeks after that. And if he would have won the tiebreak, he would be full power for sure in the third set. So it was good for me that I won it.
What did you think about Marco Cecchinato after you playing with him? What do you expect for the rest of the season about him?
On clay, I expect that he will be he is a really good player. I mean, you don't come to a Grand Slam semifinals by accident, and he beat really good players. He was fighting his way through in the first rounds, so and. It's not that he had a run, you know, he has a very solid game. So if he continues it that way, especially on clay, he's going to be a great player.
Congrats. 1995, Thomas Muster was here as the first Austrian in the finals. Probably you didn't really see that match. You were really young. What's your relationship, and has he sent any encouragement messages?
Yeah, he sent a message to my physio because they work together. And we have a special relationship because of the match we played when he made his comeback in Vienna. And like this was his last ATP match of his second career, let's say. And that's why, and yeah, we see each other every year in Vienna, and that's it.
Is he a role model for you, having won Paris?
He's a role model for every Austrian tennis player. He's the biggest in our sport in Austria, and that's why, even though I'm a little bit too young for him, he's still a role model for everyone.
Dominic, we mentioned earlier in the week that Rafa Nadal had said it has been very difficult to win a Grand Slam over the last 10 years because it has been dominated by four or five players, and now you are one of the leading players from a younger generation winning on the ATP Tour. What is the challenge of facing Rafa, and do you have the confidence that Roland Garros could be your first Grand Slam win?
He's a big favourite against everybody, and still I know how to play against him. I have a plan, and I will try everything that my plane also gonna work out a little bit here, and not only in Madrid or in Rome.
Congratulations. Can you also comment on the way you match up with Juan Martin?
We had a legendary match in US Open, which was very painful for me. But obviously he's, I think, after the Big Four, one of the biggest players in the last decade. And he would be, maybe we would talk about Big Five if he wouldn't have all his injuries. And he's a very, very great player. And I think in a Grand Slam finals, it's great, and it's a huge challenge to play against anyone.
Dominic, we all know that you have very big weapons, but is the mental part also the most important to make the final step on a Grand Slam?
Yeah, for sure. Also, I mean, it's not easy at all, but the most important thing is still that the weapons are there, and the physical shape, and of course there's also a mental part. It's for sure.
Dominic, can you talk a little about playing another player with a single-fisted backhand? You come in with, is it a more equal mentality when you play someone who hits his backhand like you, and is it more difficult when you play someone who hits two-handed like Rafa?
I like to play against guys with a one-handed backhand because maybe some things are a little bit easier against them, and maybe you can build the point a little bit easier against them. If you play some high balls on the backhand, everybody with a single-handed backhand has some problems there. So I really like it, but I played against Tsitsipas and now Marco with a single-handed backhand. They both have a great one, so it's tough anyways.
What can you take away from your wins against Rafa on clay You've won against him three times already lately as well.
For sure, I can take some things of that. I mean, that's if I want to beat him, I have to play that way like I did in Rome and in Madrid. But I'm also aware of that here it's tougher. I think he likes the conditions more here than in Madrid, for sure. And best of five is also a different story. And I think also a good thing is that I faced him already twice here.
Dominic, finalists at Grand Slams face pressure, sometimes for different reasons, from the media and from tennis fans, and there is an element of pressure when you walk out onto the court. How do you deal with the pressure? Does it hold you back, or is it something that you thrive on and embrace?
Of course, there is a pressure on, especially in the Grand Slam finals, because I've went a very long way now, and I don't want to lose the finals. Otherwise, it's not a very nice feeling. But at the other hand, it's so tough to go all the way in such a tournament. And I think if I'm facing Rafa, I'm not the one who has the pressure.
Dominic, your military service really sets you apart from most of your contemporaries. And I wondered, of course, we've all read that you did it and that you juggled both. But what about that service transfers to tennis, either mentally or physically?
Nothing. Zero. I'm not a big fan of the military service, and was a pain in the ass these 3-4 weeks, seriously. But I mean, that's all what I can say. And yeah, it didn't help the start of the 2015 season, and I'm just glad that it's over.
It is something that, I mean, you had to do that you didn't want to do, clearly, and put you among, I'm sure, people who have not had as privileged a life as professional athletes. So is there something to take away from that for you?
No, again, sorry, I didn't understand it.
So you were made to do something that was not convenient, and you also served with other young men who are not from privileged backgrounds and don't have the lifestyle that you have earned. So what is that? Does that give you anything more motivation on the tennis court?
Well, it's obligatory in Austria, and I have to say that I didn't do all the way what the others have to do. So I was also privileged on this one because I'm an athlete. I only had to do 4 weeks and the others have to stay 6 months there. So I was, the athletes are also privileged in that way. But still, it was not helpful for my start of the next tennis season. And in general, I didn't like it.
Sorry, again. Italy have had a nice wave in this tournament. You know all the story. You played against Berrettini and now against Cecchinato. What do you think about the both player? And you can make a comparison with them.
I think that Italy always has great players, and now I think there are some young ones coming up, like Berrettini. He's a great player. It was a very nice match against him in the third round, and he will also come up in the ranking very soon. Marco, if he holds his level the same, and he's not that old either. I mean, he's just 1 year older than me. And you have still Fabio, so you have a very, very nice bunch of players.